As I stood in the hallway outside the apartment, everything took on a hazy, slow-motion quality. Shouting echoed behind the door. Dust particles floated in the fluorescent light. A cat meowed from somewhere to my left. The officer in front of me raised his fist to knock while his partner, tense, armed, ready for action, covered him. As the domestic dispute blared beyond the door, the black hole of the second officer's gun gaped like a silent scream. How had I gotten here? Since I was little, I had seen the art in everything, in the beautiful asymmetry of sunlight streaming through the trees and the unique patterns of stones and shells left behind when the tide washes out. I was never a particularly creative person myself, but that didn't stop me from studying art history. Following college, though, my upbringing by my scientist father and ultra-practical mother and a desire to serve led me to law school and this particularly intense police ride-along. To detach myself from the worry bubbling in my gut, I studied my surroundings as I would a painting, analyzing each nuance, taking stock of both foreground and back, trying to find meaning in small, seemingly incongruent details. I knew this was an unusual way to think. I'd been told so often enough. But I always found my art background useful in the practice of law, where the need to be an objective observer is critical. And then I had a terrible thought. What if the officers I was with didn't have these skills? What the first officer saw when the door opened, be it a crying baby, a confused elderly woman, or a gun-wielding madman, and how he conveyed it to his partner in that split second would affect the outcome for every one of us. My life was in the hands of a virtual stranger and his ability to see and accurately convey what he saw. Learning to see what matters can change your world. I invite you to open your eyes and see how. I bet you'll discover you didn't even know they were closed. Well, so opens Visual Intelligence, Sharpen Your Perception, Change Your Life by author Amy E. Herman. It's about visual intelligence, how we train ourselves to observe the world around us and express those observations to others. It is the long-awaited superpower we all have, or so our author tells us. What we need to do, and what this book sets out to show us, is how to develop these superpowers, how we can train ourselves to truly observe and communicate clearly, without filters, with objectivity. I had the opportunity to discuss this book with the Art League of Greater Lafayette Museum earlier this year, and a number of these observations arise from that discussion. To point, once we realize we have the possibility of honing these superpowers of observation, what do we do with those powers? We are told by the author, and I found large agreement in discussing the book with League members, that the techniques in this book can help all of us to be better in our jobs, to be better communicators, to be more empathetic with family, with friends, to be better decision makers, and to be more alert to the threats and the opportunities open to us every day. Because seeing helps us to sharpen our observation skills, use, change the way we think, to bring new patterns of thinking. It is, our author tells us, one of the keys to understanding how people such as Da Vinci, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey had and have found such insights for which they are well known. But how can we see without processing so much of our society driven of our learned prejudgments, our biases, our socially conditioned expectations? Well, that's what our author sets out to teach us by asking us to view many different clues about the world and how we can determine them by looking at pieces of visual artwork that she sets before us with over 70-plus pieces in these 11 chapters, showing us in real time how to more objectively observe and assess visual information and how to precisely communicate what we see. And as I shared with members of the Art League, it's worthwhile remembering that we have many such opportunities in the Lafayette, West Lafayette area. Lots of art that we can view and learn from each day. The author tells us how we can make better decisions using this more objectively obtained information, factoring both what is unknown and what you wish you knew about a situation. For example, If someone is holding a cup, it doesn't necessarily mean there is coffee inside of it. As another reviewer wrote about today's book, if you speak with emotion, expect emotion coming back. Very succinct. If we want others to process our information using logical reasoning, we should stick to the facts. But why use visual art as the author's favorite technique to teach us how to better observe and then communicate the world around us? Well, because, as Amy Herman tells us, we get so used to seeing what is everyday that we miss what can be special in those very same situations. By observing static visual pieces of art, we learn how to use and implement those ways that she teaches us to look. Because by looking at pieces of art, as we did in the Mickey Shook Room not that many weeks ago, we learned that our first impressions of a piece of art are not necessarily everything that can be observed once we sit down or once we get standing close in front of it and actually start looking at what that piece of art can tell us. Not what we think it can tell us necessarily, but what it tells us directly. What are the colors? What are the shapes? What are we actually seeing? Not what we are thinking, but what are we actually seeing? It's an interesting and useful way to approach the many different visual stimuli that are coming at us every day. As she tells us by the end of this marvelously written book, every day I'm fortunate enough to watch as people from around the world, high school teachers, intelligence operatives, Fortune 500 CEOs, students, civil servants, and stay-at-home parents, uncover a power they didn't know they had, the same power you have. It's why I can't stop teaching the art of perception and why I am so thrilled to share the same secrets with you. I cannot wait to hear about how you change your life and the lives of those around you by using the faculties and fantastic abilities you were born with. Remember, in your quest for the big picture, not to lose sight of the small details. Don't be afraid of complexity, and don't rush to judgment. Step back and take things apart one layer at a time, the way you would a complicated work of art. Start at ground zero. Prioritize by importance. Make sure you've considered all the data possible. Did you miss a mahogany table? Did you think that that cup was actually holding coffee? Always ask questions, especially of yourself. No matter how obvious it seems to you, state what you see, because it's possible that no one else will see it. Don't forget the basics. Say that one scene is a photo and one is a painting. To crystallize your communication, assume that the person you are communicating with can't see what you're seeing. Ask yourself, was I as clear as possible? Did I ask the right questions to elicit the answers I need? And make sure you are dealing only in objective facts. Describe what you see without letting your emotions and assumptions block your perception. Don't divorce yourself from your experience, but be conscious of it and how it might affect you so it doesn't lead you toward faulty assumptions. She concludes by writing, when we choose to see the world differently, with a critical eye, we are choosing to be exceptional. To help you realize how far you've come and how exceptional you are, I invite you to go back and look at one of our very first paintings, The Portrait by René Magritte. What was at first a simple, if odd, still life, or perhaps a picture skimmed over without thought, is now ripe with possibility. Note the relationships and juxtapositions, the smudges, the sharp reflections, the textures, the smells, the realistic and the fantastic. What did you see now that you didn't see before? The painting itself did not change. You did. Now you're seeing what matters. Visual Intelligence, Sharpen Your Perception, Change Your Life by Amy Herman. A fantastic book. And if you have a chance to read it and discuss it with others, as I did with the Art League, as I mentioned, I think you'll get even more out of this book. But regardless, it's well worth reading. It will change the way you look at the world around us, and in a good way. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.